Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elmett. The number one ranked Humboldt Wildcats football team trailed 3-0 until the second quarter when the Wildcats scored 35 unanswered points to defeat Solon 35-3 in the 3A quarterfinal round and advance to the state semifinal round at the Unidome for the third time in 4 years. The Wildcats are set to face number 5 Mount Vernon after their win over Algona. The game is a rematch of the 2022 semifinal, which the Mustangs won 14-6. I sat down with Elman post-game to discuss the win.
You stack weeks, and sometimes, like, in the midst of it, you don't realize what's happening, so to speak, you know, because a lot of things go on and go about your day, but then all of a sudden when you get to week 11 and you're heading back to the Dome, all of a sudden it kind of hits you, and it's kind of hitting right now, you know. Obviously, these kids have been there, you know, that when they were freshmen, they were cheering on that first team that made it to the Dome, and then they were sophomores on the sideline being there, so they've got a taste. And so tonight when they, you know, and it goes back to the first day of practice this week, you know, I felt like in our meetings Sunday night, our coaches had a tremendous game plan, and especially our defensive coaches. I just listen to those guys. We've got some great defensive minds, I'll tell you what, and just listen to those guys, you know, put that plan in place and then execute that plan on Monday during film. And then, you know, you go into practice and you see your guys get after it. And Tuesday is always a little rusty, you know, you just got to work through that plan a little bit. And Tuesday was really crisp for us. I mean, we were on the ball, both sides of the ball, and it's just been a heck of a week. And man, you think it's been 11 weeks. It's a ride, man. And there's a lot of pretty special things that have happened in this season, but you know, I'll be honest, I think right now we're playing our best football. We're playing really, really good, fundamentally sound, tough, hard-nosed football, physical football. I mean, I think right now it's something that's just watching these kids and their families and their friends out there on the field celebrating together. They get to relish this one a little bit.
Well, Coach, you go down 3-0, and it's this time not towards the end of that second quarter like the Clear Lake game, but you go down 3-0 and then 35 unanswered.
Yeah.
This team's ability to come back when they take that first punch, just speak to the resiliency of this squad in 2024 to find themselves back at the Unidome.
Well, first of all, if I had dark hair, you'd probably see a lot more gray hairs, but since I'm a blonde, I can cover that up a little bit, because I'm sure there's more gray hairs in my head. But I think it's been, 5 weeks now, 6 weeks now, when we've been down after at some point early in the first quarter, and our kids just constantly battle. They constantly fight. There's no give up in them in any situation. And that's what makes me so proud. And that's what makes me love being their coach, is just knowing that they're going to fight like dogs. And then as coaches, that's why it's so important for us to do everything we can to get them in a position to be successful. You know, that's our job. And that's what I think our coaches work really, really hard to do. It's great having the guys in the booth, the guys on the sideline, just working through what they see and talking about what we think we need to do. And it's been great.
Mason Van Pelt spoke team on the first night of opening camp.
Yep.
And told them his sophomore season he had the opportunity to go to the Dome, spoke an inspired that speech about the ability and his belief in this team making it back to the Unidome. Now that it's been realized tonight and you see the effort from a senior like that, what has Mason Van Pelt meant to this Humboldt Wildcat football program?
That dude is a leader. Whatever he does in life, he's going to be good at it. You know, just because of the way he leads and the way he gets others bought in, he's motivated very, very easily. Sometimes it's just one thing that gets him set off and he's ready to go. I mean, he's such a dog. And I'm telling you, man, if I had to go anywhere and I needed help, protection, anything, I'd take Mason Van Pelt with me, because he's going to do everything he can, you know, for those he cares about. He's a great kid and a special player, and you know, I truly believe he's the heartbeat of this team.
Cash McIntyre, who caught some passes last week out of the backfield, this time with a big one, 49-yard touchdown. Yeah. What are you seeing out of that sophomore?
Well, just honestly, let's talk about both sophomores at running back.
Jackson, I mean, Jackson, as well,
Jackson had
touchdown.
A great run following his blocks. Cash coming out of the backfield and Cohen being able to find him. And he's just, they're both so shifty in different ways. And they're special players. And you think, you know, we got 2 more years with those cats.
No pun intended.
No pun intended, right?
to get a win here in your seventh home game of the season to advance to the Unidome, what has it meant to this year, to this program, to see the fans rallying on another victory here for Humble?
You know, people talk about how things are hard to put into words, and you know, I think I've got the gift of gab a little bit, but this truly is hard to put into words what this has meant and what this has felt like, you know, and just knowing for these kids in this community, we get to take another trip down to 169 over to 20 and take 20 over to Cedar Falls one more time is pretty darn awesome.
This 2024 season, if you had to say one word about this group or this team to describe it, or just the feeling of it here, sitting at 10-1, your first 10-win season since 2022, how would you describe this football team?
Love, man. These guys love each other. And I don't know if you read the article in the paper this week and what Carson Rubel said. Like, that is how I want every team of mine to feel. Like, when Carson said, I so badly wanted to make this kick for the seniors. That's what coaching's all about. And that's what I describe. These guys love each other. They play their tails off for each other. And when they're finally done, whenever it is, you know, one more week, two more weeks, whatever it is, they're going to look back and just know that everything they did was for a greater cause than just getting stats.
Mount Vernon, a team that you're a little bit familiar with. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's 2 years ago. Any early thoughts on the Mount Vernon matchup?
We watched them in the Solon, the play against Solon, so saw them a little bit, you know, and they're going to be athletic. They've got a really good defensive line, and they play tough, hard-nosed football. They look like the exact same football team, even though they got a new head coach this year. They look like the exact same football team they did, you know, 2 years ago when we played them, and we had our opportunities against them in the Dome last time, and our kids will be ready no matter what.
Any final thoughts on this night where you win 35-3 in front of your home fans to the Dome?
First of all, thanks to the fans. It was packed tonight. It was loud. There was times on third down where it was loud. I love it. It's awesome. Get in the car. Drive to Cedar Falls. Make a weekend out of it. Do whatever you have to do next Saturday. Be in the Dome. Be loud. Support these kids. They need it.
Coach, congratulations on a monumental victory here. Feels like you just keep stacking them. As you say, 10-1 on the season. You're onto the Dome for the third time in the last 4 years.
Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.